Blog Talk Radio.
This week in GTA, I am the Alpha, and we are Alpha to Omega, and we are simulcasting right now, as you can see. Welcome everybody on the PlayStation, and if you want to follow along, you can go to the page. We have linked it right here. You can see what I'm playing and where I'm playing on Blog Talk Radio over here, and if you're, watching on YouTube, just sit back, relax, and let's see if we can't win some money. We're going to talk about this week in GTA. Now, this week, taxi week, and you should have done it. Really, step 1 foot in a taxi, right? Just one singular foot in a taxi and one ride, and that is $100,000 already paid. Then, here's the kicker of that. $20,000 earned. You earn $20,000. You still have time. If you want, you can go do it. If you're those of you listening out there. And welcome aboard on the Water Generation Podcast Network, too. We're here all the time. And, we do this stuff. So 13 seconds till bet. We're going to skip this main event, but we'll watch it. We'll see who does what. Let me try to get a better picture so I don't have to hold down the button. So what we do, basically, is we just sit around. I'm going to discuss what went on this week and whether I liked it or not. We didn't win the podium supercar, but I have one. Because we have won one, so I will show that to you later also. Dinky or the Dingus or whatever the Jeep is in the car meet, we have won that as well. Not from the car meet, so I will show you that. So driving a taxi, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. It's boring, and the people are so persnickety. Like, so persnickety, these people with the taxi rides and everything. It's ridiculous. Like, you can't drive on the wrong side of the road, first of all, and they get upset if you pass somebody, but that's because you're passing on the other side of the road. You have to go super slow. So who's going to win this one? The one horse. All right, well, there's a racing sheet on this page, and there's a racing sheet on the YouTube page, so let's take a look and place a bet. Let's go over here. All right, so number one, Dream Shatterer, I would say, is the favorite. The favorite's going to win. Dream Shatterer on the number one position is going to win. I'm going to bet, since it is evens, I'm going to bet, $2,500. So I can get $50,000. Out, you can get 25 unless you get a penthouse, but who wants a penthouse anymore? Do you want a penthouse anymore? I don't. I have one and I have everything in it, but the glitch is just killing me, man. Like every time I go in, I get stuck on the couch or you get stuck, and I don't know what it is. And of course, other people have been going on God mode, or I don't even know. It's just bullshit. That's all. And here comes the one horse. Is he going to do it? No. It looks like the three is going to take control of this one. Three horse was reach around. That's what I need. All right. Well, it didn't follow the pattern. We check our list. Scrawny Nag, Minimum Wager, Lit as Truck, Total Belter. Lit as Truck will win. Don't ask me why, but we're going to bet $2,500 on Lit as Truck. and let it go. And it sucks because I spent so much time and money and chips on that casino penthouse, decorating it, the paintings, and I'm afraid to go there. And that's even worse because there's a heist. There's a whole heist that you do with that. And how am I supposed to, you know, do the heist here? Who did I pick? My horse is going to win? Yay, good. Lit at the truck. If you see that horse, it always wins. I only won 5,000 because that's just what I did. All right, let's check out the main horses here. Let's see what we got. Love or speed, hell for weather, 10 penny. I'm going to say hell for weather. My first thought was love or speed, so I'm going to go against the grain. But we're only going to go 2,500 again because there's two favorites, and this could also be somebody come out of nowhere. So we'll place that bet over here in the single event and check the racing sheet for that as well. So, didn't need to get the car this week. Already have it. Didn't need it. Excuse me while I readjust. I'm doing two microphones at once, and it's just very crazy, but it's cool. So this one, Lover Steed, Hennigan Steed. If Hennigan Steed is number two, turn. All right, this one we're going to take the Lover, and we're going to do 2,500, even if Hennigan doesn't. 2,400. Okay, sure. Okay, so what else? 40,000 made in taxi cab drives. It's not hard because really, it's $2,000, so you just have to do 20. Do 20, do 30, get your extra 100,000, then get the 100,000 after that. Just pick up these 100,000. Because when they gave that free car a little bit ago, I bought like six just because, why not? Hennigan, you bastard. Hennigan Steed. That's another one of those you should always probably bet. All right, let's wait for the big one here. Now, everything was double money on the Arena War this week. We bought a Dominator, and I didn't buy it. I waited, and I spawned it. I spawned it right outside Los Santos Customs, the blue one, the blue upgraded one, and then I took it in, and then I upgraded it. It didn't really matter, though. I mean, it just saved you, 10,000, 15,000. But it's still cool because I spawned one that was a good one. It took a while, just like the Tornadoes and the Mananas, and they took a while to spawn. But I spawned one in, and then I upgraded it. So if you did ever want to do that, now is the time to do it. This is 30% off. Get one of them cars if you have one, and just upgrade it. But remember, when you upgrade, it's going to cost more to do everything else. And if you get the Gargoyle bike, the boost does not fly you through the air, which is stupid. It should be like the scramjet. That's all I have to say about that. It should be like the scramjet, but it's not. So who do we pick? The six horse, whatever. That Hennigan Steed is crazy. So if you have time and you haven't, get 20 rides. That's an extra $100,000. That's $300,000 if you do 20 rides. And guess what? Those 20 rides, they reach $2,000 a piece. That's $50,000 there as well. So you're going to get $350,000 for doing that. And that should get you enough to maybe buy a vehicle in the Arena War. I don't play the Arena War anymore. We played it before, but I don't play the war. And here we go. Is the six horse going to do it? Who's going to do it? Let's zoom in and see. And by zoom in, I mean wide angle. This horse racing post sheet, for those of you out here new in the GTA on Blog Talk and here in the Well Generation Podcast Network, this guy, he did a whole bunch of races and he wrote down who won and who lost. And, they figured out that mostly it's the favorites that win. Don't bet on a long shot. They'll win sometimes. If they're in the number one spot, they'll win a lot more. One and two, they win. Four and six, they win, sometimes three. But you should be able to know and do a good job of making money. Now, you're not going to make a lot of money, but you should be able to make money at this if you figure out, don't bet the long shot. I don't know who is going to win, but whatever. Don't bet the long shot. I am so far away because my computer is so far away, so I can't even see what's going on. I see the six horse in front, but I see the five horse not going to catch the six, baby. Yeah. And that's how you do it, and that is how we win. Not a lot of money, but we still did the trick. Good job there, everybody. All right, next. Total Belter and Dr. D's. I'm going to pick Total Belter. The Nuts might make it too. And $4,200. Let's do $2,500. And let's see. So I would say if you did the races and you got the Jeep, that's cool. Here's a tip about the Jeep, though. If you change the tires, you can't, and you change them back to stock, the color will vanish. So they started out with that yellow color. I did that. They started out with the yellow color. I changed it. I didn't like it. I went back to stock, and the yellow color is gone. So just keep that in mind. If you get that, don't change it. Don't change it. And the six horse just killed it. I told you. I should have bet it. These reins, these nuts. These nuts and these reins. Let's see what's on the big board right now. Bouncy Blessed. These reins again. These reins again. I'm going the reins, baby. I'm going to take the nuts to the bank. And we're going to go. Let's go. He's 5-1, huh? Let's go 3,500 chips. We're going to not go lightly into that good night. So don't change the tires on that. Now, did I like this week? Are we happy with this week? I don't know. I mean, the free money from the taxi, it's really good. It's really, they're giving you a lot. And if you really like the arena, spruce it up. I bought another garage level. I bought accommodations. I bought a weapons expert because we have, I didn't buy the Bennies. Because Benny's is Benny's. You don't need a second one. Who do we got here? Salt and Sauce, Total Belter. I would choose Total Belter. So I'm going to pick Salt and Sauce. And this one's even, so let's bet 2,000 and see where it goes. But, yeah, I put a weapons expert because we have the MOC and the Avenger, but if I have a weaponized vehicle, they're all sitting in our arena right now. So it just makes more sense to have that. And since it was available, and since currently we are at the opulent phase of our GTA experience, meaning if you go on GTA, you can find I Hate Yogurt 1 and anybody out there. Did I pick the number 5? Who'd I pick? Total Belter. Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. I wanted to pick it. But let's see. Osavio Santa, Omens and Ice. The savior of us all. Let's do it, savior. He's 5-1, so we'll put $2,500 on you. What else? The car is cool. If you want to do the trick, you know the trick. You can go to our page, Alpha 2 Omega. The link on the YouTube page is right on the Blog Talk Radio page here, and it'll show you how to always win the podium vehicle. And it's not you always can win. It's just, if you don't win, you can try again and again and again. You have an infinite number of tries. Sometimes it takes an infinite number of times. And the six horse again killed me. Yep, that one. All right, we're not doing that good today. Let's try one more time. What do we got? Getting Haughty. Moon Rocks. All right, Getting Haughty. You got to do it for me. Let's get $3,500 just to bring it down to a manageable price tag. We might have a real short show. Ha, ha, ha. But that's okay. We welcome everybody aboard. We're not going to do commercials because this will be it's going to be a show. We're just talking about the week. I also spawned, and I'll show it to everybody on the page. You can go to the Alpha 2 Omega page. All of the gang vehicles, and they have three, right? There are three gangs, yellow, green, and purple. And each of the gangs has... No, yes! That's what I thought. See, sometimes you win, and sometimes you win. And we'll go to the big board and wait on that. They have a peyote, they have a manana, and they have a tornado, and they're each of the same colors, and I spawned three of each. Took a while, but I have a garage full of those as well. I will show those to you. And, of course, how to spawn the Super Dubster. Now it's easy if you have the penthouse. You get to get the Dubster, too, if you had the penthouse. But whatever. You know, the point now where it's like I could play in the Arena War because you spin the wheel all the time. But I'm level 200 and some odd. You guys can get higher than me. I don't need to get higher. I'm already pretty high. But I'm you can also listen to all the rest of the shows on the World Generation Podcast Network. The Greatest Talk Show is back. And I do believe Minister of Sinister and Chuckamuck and all the rest. Christian, are they still there? Are they still part of the network? Are you still part of the network? Don't really like the arena, I'm telling you. I mean, it's fun to play every so often the first couple of times, but you're usually either waiting in the lobby for so many people to join. And, yeah, you can unlock things, and it's great. But, you know, I got a vehicle, and we'll just do it. Wait till the next time the arena comes out and get another vehicle. What are we looking for next week? Are we going to get the garage? I have one property. Here's another thing. We're waiting on this 40-car garage. I have a property that I'm keeping. It's the one on the far bottom, the crappy one with the 6-car garage. It's the little house on the crappy, right? And I'm saving that so that if we have to trade in for the garage, I'll trade that. But I would rather we not have to trade in. That would be nice. That would be something super special, super califragilistic, specially actocious. Who won? What diggity? I can't really see. What diggity won? Bo diggity. The four horse, questionable. Holy crap. Well, see, that didn't go along the lines of... All right, let's see. What do we got? Hot and Bothered at number one. D's Reigns, Croc, Hot and Bothered. Number one, if you look at the list, they're top on the list. Let's get $4,000 on this baby, and let's do it. It's not super top, but Hot and Bothered is pretty good on that as well. So, you know, we'll do videos on that too, showing you how to spawn these certain vehicles, because I'm learning all the spawn places, and I'm getting all the secret spawn vehicles. I have all the surfers, and we'll do a video on how to get the surfers and where to get the surfers at. You know, the obligatory videos and things, but we're talking about this week. And I think that we're not going to get the garage. I'm not going to get the garage this week. They're not going to give us that. They gave us the, Wee Scunner. Hot and Bothered didn't do it, Wee Scunner. All right, let's see what's next. Hard Time Booty. No, Hard Time Done, not Hard Time Booty. Who wants the Hard Time Booty? Yeah, pretty as a fistful, Hard Time Booty. Let's do it, Hard Time Booty. You're going to – no, we're going to go – we want to go 4,000, Hard Time Booty. So, yeah. But then again, what is there to do during the week? And it's buy the stuff, hang out, get the – you know, definitely get the bunker. And just unlock research. And what you should do if you're in the bunker is don't let it get down past – a quarter gone and then resupply for $15,000 or $30,000. Because the ammunition trip, tax the poor, the ammunition trip is $50,000. So basically you're getting 20 on top of any of that. So it's just something, let's see, we got something saucy and Hennigan. You know what? Hennigan, you've been a thorn in my side for way too long. Hennigan. Well, 4,500. Okay, for Hennigan Steve. Race along with us now, and you can just, doesn't really matter. And like I said, the podium supercar is uncontrollable without additional. So if you do win it, just be aware that you are going to have to spend money on it. And just like any of the arena vehicles, I spent $700,000 on the Dominator to get it to the Apocalypse. But each of the things is like $200,000, $100,000. And that's not, you know, that's, I'll bet Hennigan again, man. Hennigan's going to do us good twice. Twice, Hennigan, twice. Yes. Let's do it. So, you know, I mean... you're going to end up spending $1.2 million on that discounted Dominator that, you know, I did. And then, you know, we could have got another Sasquatch because the spawn of the rat truck, you know, And that's still there, so we'll show you that as well. We got to get to 1,000 subscribers, and that's the key. So if you're listening on Blog Talk, go to YouTube and just kick some ass for us, please. Questionable dignity. I was hoping for Hennigan. I don't care. We're having a good time, and we're doing our duty. Once we get back to $100,000, then we'll see about where we can end. Now, other things, notables this week, the time trials and the races and don't care. And, what was it? Motor Wars? Hate it. I hate that. I hate flying in, parachuting in and getting shot on your way in and then shot on the way around and getting, and they're still doing the hard mode crap. You stay in a session and when the fourth dose comes up, join it. Somebody's doing that on hard, and if they do the fourth dose on hard, man, that's the easiest one. That's the one on the bike. You could do it in under 5 minutes. You could do it on hard. You could do it without dying. You get all of the three prerequisites. So, and if you get, you know, if you have to do it all over again, don't do the first three on hard, but wait till that one. That'll get you all of them. That'll get you all your prerequisites. Put the first one on normal, the second one on normal, the third one, God bless you. Put it on normal by yourself. I tried to do it by myself, and what a pain in the ass that was. You know, somebody joined me, and we did it, and then they left, but I completed it, but it took me an extra 10 minutes. Now we got 10 seconds on the post side time, and let's see how these horses do. Next week, I don't think we're going to get the garage. I would say auto shop or facility. I think we already had the facility, so maybe it will be nightclub or motorcycle club, maybe. The arena, the penthouse, the nightclub penthouse, I don't think they're going to do that because there's just that huge glitch that I'm sure they know about it, but be aware that you're going to be spending money next week. I have a feeling there's going to be a money week, something. It's not going to be planes because they already did, just did the hangar. They just did the bunker, although they did that twice, and they did the hangar during the snow, so they might do the bunker or they might do the hangar. You never know with Rockstar. It could be the facility. Don't need the facility. You know, we moved the facility, and I didn't move the orbital cannon, but if it did come up, I'd probably get another orbital cannon. Just, again, it's a status symbol. How could you not have an orbital cannon? I picked the 6th horse to win, and by a stroke of luck, the 4 horse. What? Hennigan did not. Hennigan disappointed. You're disappointing, Hennigan. Hennigan is a disappointment. Number 4. Oh, the favorite, of course. Okay. We're running out of money here. We're down $11,000. All right. Lonely Stepbrother and number 2. Not Total Belter, Lonely Stepbrother. Never win. That's okay. You'll win this time. Hopefully. Ha. And be prepared to spend money. I would say, if you haven't, just go drive one taxi trip. It's good for $100,000. One taxi, that's all. Log on and do it. If you do 10, you get another $100,000. I mean, it takes 20 minutes, and then you'll have other money, and you can spin the wheel and try to get the car, and we'll show you the car here in a second. You're not going to get to see it on the radio, but unfortunately, that's what you're going to have to do. I told you it wasn't going to win. Total Belter. Never win. It says it's top of the list. I would take that off the top of the list, honestly, because it doesn't win, you know. It's a trap, should, but again, these are not 4,000, that's what you want. These are not set in stone. It's not a guarantee. You can't guarantee a victory. You can't guarantee any of that, you know. So, and we'll be here every Wednesday doing this simulcast. It's not that hard. And I'm just watching the horses, you know, going through and seeing how they're doing. So, you know, that's fine. And not having a good string of luck upon the win in there, but maybe no. Again, losing out. Who didn't win? Hell for weather. Oh, my goodness. We are not doing good at all. None of these guys. Lover Speed, getting haughty. I want to say haughty, you know. I mean, do 2,500, haughty. we got to get our money back. If not, we'll just do a half-hour show. And that's well as well, too. We've discussed most everything. And once we leave the radio, I will get, you know, we'll get the car out, and I'll show you the Jeep. Well, I mean, we could do that anyway. I mean, it doesn't really matter. Who did I pick? The horse that's not even close, way in the back. Way in the back. The favorite, questionable. Okay, next. Somebody's got to win. Dream Shatterer it is. Dream Shatterer. Can you do it? You got to do it. $5,000 says you do. But we'll look forward to seeing you next week, and we'll look forward to next week's vehicles, maybe the race. And the races are cool because you just need one other person. Find a friend, man. Find one person in race. Got to get first or second. Find a person. Quite exciting that you could just get a car. See this three horse? Who do you think you are, three horse? You can't beat my six. Don't beat my six. Thank you, Total Belter. I really appreciate that. What else do we got? Mr. Worthwhile. Oh, yes. At number one, even. This is going 2,500, baby. We're going 2,500 on this bitch. Yeah. So, I guess we'll just be however long it takes for me to lose out here. But I wouldn't mind the nightclub. There's not much that I would need. I would want to maybe upgrade the equipment, machinery, storage for that stuff, because those are always good sales, and it's always a one sale trip. I mean, I think it's better than the motorcycle club in any of it. And this guy did nothing. Miss Mary John, kiss my ass, Miss Mary John. Miss Mary John, kiss. I want to stand up. Can I stand up? I'm not exiting. I just want to stand up and move. Oh, no, I did something. Back to sit. Sit. I just wanted a better. That's a better view. Look at that view. So much better. All right, we're ready for this race. And then we'll just start betting erratic here in a minute. I'm curious when we're going to get the garage. And there's also other things. And the second dose, when is the second dose coming? It's February, right? Tomorrow morning, somewhere in Britain, tomorrow morning, it's February. It's February 2nd is Groundhog Day, right? So tomorrow is Groundhog Day. Are we going to get something groundhoggy? Are we going to get something like that? That would be cool. Are we going to get the second dose on the second month? Ooh, right? Dump the second dose, but drip feed us the garage. So have the second dose not be the garage. Have the second dose have to, and then drip feed us the rest of the stuff, the end of the second dose, and that should cover you until March or April when you can just do weekly updates until something else comes out. You decide to do something different. Might I say restaurants? I would like restaurants. That'd be good. The great front for smuggling things, you know, diamonds and such. And, you know, the restaurant business is crazy, you know, and, you know, add Ubering that I could use my vehicle to taxi people in, you know. Who did I not bet on? Not Lover's Speed. All right. Who do we got here? Total Belter again, worth a kingdom. No, Total Belter's in the fourth position, so we're going to bet $2,500 on this guy again. He didn't win last time, so he probably will win this time. And then, hopefully they get a good prize ride. I mean, the Jeep is cool. It was great in the snow, I guess. This other car, meh. It's just you got to spend money, man. You're going to have to spend all that extra money on the shit to beef it up, to pump it up. You got to spend the money to get the money because finally, Total Belter, thank you. Winner, chicken dinner. And only won $5,000. That's the lame ass. What is it, Hennigan again? Suck it, Hennigan. Suck it. Suck it, Hennigan. Something saucy. Hennigan's probably going to come in and win, though. But, yeah, so I don't know the difference in the shows that are coming on the World Generation Podcast Network, but I do know you can go to Facebook, like this page. Go to Facebook for Alpha 2 Omega. Search Alpha 2 Omega. I should have put the link. I'll put the link next week. It'll be there, and you can look us up and like us on Facebook. Go to YouTube and subscribe. Help us get to our subscriber number, which is 1,000, and we did it again. Thank you. Something saucy. We knew it was going to happen. Thank you. Please, something saucy is going to win again. It's in the second spot, second race. I'm going to bet $5,000 on it. Yeah, so just like everywhere, subscribe everything. And the greatest talk show, it's one of the greatest shows that I've ever been. It's in like the 15th straight year. You should go back on this radio show network, and those of you on YouTube, the World Generation Podcast Network. Click on it. Check it out. Check the show, simulcast. We're here, and we will be here every week, all for you and all for the entertainment of those who love TA. And he didn't win, Dream Shatterer. Shattered my dreams. Shattered your dream. Omens and Ice. That's the one I chose. That's the one I chose. All right, so we'll do these two last races, and then I think we're going to find ourselves towards the end of the show. And especially for those of you on the radio, I can't show you the vehicles, so you're not going to get to see the vehicles. And but the people on the actual thing are going to get to see them. But that's okay, because you can't see the racing either, which is also insane. But that's okay. Come back, you stupid horse. That's right. That's how you do it. That's how you win. Let's go to the big board. What do we got? Omens and Ice. Love it. We're gonna bet big. We're gonna bet $7,000, $7,500. That'll be our last bet before we. This is the big one, right? We're betting on the main race, the minute 45. Let's place a bet on this one. Let's do Pretty as a Pistol for 200 to bring our money down. And then, yeah, so everybody online out there, like everything, man. Go to the YouTube and subscribe, please. And stick with the World Generation Podcast Network. We are not going anywhere in the greatest talk shows on Monday now. So stay tuned for that. I am the Alpha, and this is Alpha 2 Omega Presents This Week in GTA. And we will see you next week. Hopefully, it's good tomorrow. Trust what those damn Brits have in store for us. Okay, so we put the big bet on the big board. We got 57 seconds. We'll let that close us out about who's winning and who's losing. Then if you want to see the podium vehicles and how they perform, you can go to the YouTube video under live streams and take a look. So, for everybody here at the World Generation Podcast Network and Alpha 2 Omega and the Omega, such a good boy. He's getting so old. Oh, my goodness. You can go back in Alpha 2 Omega and watch him play video games as a 4-year-old, 5-year-old. I will start uploading more of those again. Get us to 1,000 subscribers, 1,000,000 subscribers all the way. And for those of you on the World Generation Podcast Network, thank you for sticking along with us. We're back, baby. We're back, everybody, and the race is about to begin. I got $7,500 on the one horse. Big money, big money. Either I go home a winner or I go home down 20,000 chips. And if you do want to see the podium vehicle in action, we'll be doing that here in a second on the video alone. So let's see. How's our horse doing? Number one is behind. Number two in front right now. And there goes the number four. Number five is coming up pretty quick, though. Number six still on the outside. But here comes the number three. We are almost a quarter way through, a little over a quarter of the way through. And the number two horse is making his way towards the front. Here comes number one. Number one on the outside, and my head is in the way. And the horses are racing towards past the center square. And the number one horse is Breaking Away. Is this too early for our number one? As the number four and the number two are giving chase, the number one horse drops down to nothing. Run, you stupid Nick. Run, run. Come on, number. Come on, number. No, the two horse, you bastard. Two. That's what I feel. Suck a duck, number two. Engage, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time. Right here on This Week. Who is it? Yellow Shit. We'll see you next time on This Week in GTA.
A presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number five is alive.